Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening to you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio tonight. Oh, my God. God is so ultra awesome, and we do praise him for what he's done and for what he did. We just got back from the convention, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, and God met us there in an ultra awesome way. I mean, the anointing dropped in that convention like I can't even describe. You would have had to have been there to experience what we experienced at the convention. It was great. Great, great, great. I tell you, that's why we come tonight. That's one reason why we come tonight. That is to give God praise for what he did. You know, he's done so much for us, we can't tell it all. That was the old saints used to say that. Yeah, he's done so much. He did so much for us, we just can't tell it all. God dropped there at the convention in Little Rock, or Jacksonville, right outside of Little Rock, in an ultra awesome way. People were healed of cancer and other things, started to be saved, delivered. It was something spectacular. And I just want to thank those who were there and tell those who weren't there, Lord have mercy. I still feel the anointing from that convention just hovering around me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, we just believe that whenever the Lord is in the room, everything is subject to him. I don't mean one thing is not subject. Everything must obey the Lord whenever he's in the room. Everything. That's why so many people were healed, because we asked him to come in the room and take over. And it had to be subject to him, so cancer got healed. I believe diabetes got healed. Just everything. Now, he was just, God was so glorified there and so praised. Oh, my God, it was something to behold. Should have been there, my God. On this blog line, we've come to give him 1,000 thank yous and to give him glory while we do that. You know, after you say thank you one time, he's already done something else for you that you need to say thank you for. So I advise you to thank him from your heart. And then as you begin to be used of God, walk around your house tonight and thank him some more, as we thank him 1,000 times more. I want to ask you in India, in Africa, in Asia, in Malawi, and Seoul, Korea, who will be the one in your city to give God 1,000 thank yous? Well, I certainly would advise you to be the one in your city to give him 1,000 thank yous. My God, it's catching on all over the world. People are beginning to thank God everywhere. They say, Lord, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We just came to thank you for everything you've done. Let me tell you something. God is the one to be praised and adored. If you do those things, it won't be long before you see the Lord give you a miracle. Amen. All right, I'm going to let you make your request known to him. I'll give you a moment to make your request known unto him. And when you get to making your request known, then I'm going to ask you to thank him. Help us praise him. And when you praise him, keep looking to the Lord as we just make certain things visible to your eyesight by giving you several reasons why you ought to praise him. He's worthy of all praise. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Let's have a word of prayer. Go ahead and make your request known. And when you do that, then we'll come back to the table. thank him 1,000 times. Well, and we're going to include your thanks while you're going to praise him. Here's some music. Make your request known unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord.
Jesus. Lord.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for every person who has stopped to give you praise, stopped to even ask you anything on this blog line. I pray that you would grant them their heart's desires. God, we believe that you heard the prayer, and we believe that you've come to answer the prayer. And whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. We give you the glory and the honor, the adoration. We do just love you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now bless these folks. Grant these and grant them a bountiful. In the name we pray. Thank God. I want to ask you, Lord, on the prayer line, if you would help us. Glory. Somebody has your line open and you have a lot of noise behind you. We'll ask you, we don't want to take you off the line, this block line. But would you just look after that and kind of mute your phone? All right? God bless you. Who in Africa is going to thank him with us? Who in Brazil? Who in Haiti? Who all over in France and Portuguese? Who will thank him with us? Looking for some people who will need 1,000 thank yous.
Thank you.
All right, let's praise him for what he's going to do.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
We Love you, and we appreciate you helping us tonight. All those people praising God. I just got back in town today from the convention, and oh my God, what a time. I'm physically tired of my body. Forgive me tonight. But y'all carried on for me, and I want to thank you. God bless you. We love you. And keep on giving him praise.
Bishop. Mr. Johnson.
No, let me just say to you all, yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
I did, they have offered, there are two organizations, and you call me Bishop. But let me say something to you all. I prayed about it. I don't know if anybody's ever done this before in my life, but I didn't get a clear word from the Lord. I didn't get a clear word. And I'm sorry the organization had printed beautiful colored programs, and they had praying for me, and they had just so much. They had done a beautiful bishop's certificate. It was beautiful. But I didn't have a clear word from the Lord, as I know. And so I didn't take it. So I'm still, whatever you want to call me, Brother Johnson, or call me, I do have an earned doctorate, you can call me Dr. Johnson, or Brother Bernard, or whatever you want to call me. And I don't mean that sarcastically. Anyway, praise the Lord for all of you. And so I hear you. Amen. Somebody have a word here?
I do. I have words.
God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you.
I was hearing someone got to make a major decision. But why they try to make a major decision, hold their peace, and also slow down. Thank you, Jesus, because somebody is getting ready to get some miracles, and hold their peace. In the name of Jesus,
that's me. I have another.
It's a major decision. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But you're going to start getting, also you're going to start getting some visitation from heaven. God's going to start visiting you. So you're going to be able to make your decision, because God's going to start visitation with you. In the name of Jesus, I want you to get more rest, more peace, and more sleep. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I hear five by the mouth. Thank you, Jesus. And don't quit. He said, don't you quit. Don't quit. Don't
quit. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, keep me in your prayers.
Thank you. Here we go. God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good night. We'll be on the prayer line in the morning. Let me give you that number. Some of y'all, the prayer line is, if you get a pen, I'll give it to you. God is good.
God bless everyone on the prayer line tonight. God bless you all.
The number for the front line is 712-775-7085. And then the code is Let me try to remember that code. 936-005. 936-005. God bless all of you. And you have a wonderful night. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you,
Pastor.
Thank you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. It's Missionary Hendricks. God bless you.
God bless you, Missionary Hendricks. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Wonderful. Good night to you.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.